Welcome to the Within You podcast. I'm your host and wellness big sis, Rebecca Lee. My mission is to help guide and empower you to grow into the best, most authentic version of you so that living and feeling your best life becomes effortless. Here on the Within You podcast, we will be diving deep on all things wellness, mindset tips, motivation, and living an overall holistic, healthy lifestyle. Think of this podcast as your daily dose of self-development, where a positive mindset and holistic wellness come together. Now, let's get into the episode, but before we do, don't forget that it all starts within you. Before we get into the episode, I want to give a quick shout out to today's podcast sponsor, Ned, and specifically their Mellow Magnesium Supplement. If you struggle with falling asleep or unwinding and relaxing at the end of the night, then I got the thing for you. I've been loving Ned's Mellow Magnesium because it helps me unwind and makes me feel so relaxed before going to bed. For me, getting good quality sleep and relaxing my nervous system is the number one thing to make sure I'm showing up as my best self. So I love taking Mellow Magnesium to help me do so. My nighttime ritual goes as this. I'll take their lemon or lavender berry flavor in my water. The taste is great, by the way. And then I'll sit with my red light on with a quick meditation, and I swear the combination of those three things helps me feel so good and relaxed before bed. If you want to try Mellow Magnesium and help support becoming the best version of you, you can get 15% off of Ned products with code WITHINYOU. That's helloned.com/withinyou or enter code WITHINYOU at checkout. That's helloned.com/withinyou to get 15% off. Now, let's get into the episode. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the podcast. I am extra excited that you decided to tune in for today's episode because today we are talking about something very important and something that feels super relevant to what I'm currently going through and something in my life right now, which is all around tips for getting out of a funk and gaining your spark back, getting your glow back, and ultimately feeling like yourself again, because there's no worse feeling, to be honest, than not feeling like yourself and just feeling like your shine, like your spark is just dying a little bit. Honestly, that's kind of how I've been feeling these past few months. I would say the past like 3 months. I don't know how long exactly it's been, but maybe even towards the end of last year, like the fall, winter time, I was just not feeling like myself, to be completely honest with you. I've been sharing a little bit about that on my Instagram stories here and there, but I was stressed. I was feeling so stagnant, feeling stuck, not feeling like myself. Like, I wasn't excited like I normally am. Like, I really pride myself on being someone who's super like optimistic and excited about life and wanting to grow and do things. And I just felt dead inside. Like, it was kind of scaring me for a minute because I was not feeling like myself. And I was in a very long funk. Normally, if I'm in a funk, it goes by pretty quick. But this one lasted pretty long and was pretty clear that I had to make some major changes to get out of this funk. So I can happily say I feel mentally in such a different place, like mentally, physically, emotionally, like everything about me right now feels different. And I do think a lot of it had to contribute with the fact that I did leave an apartment, an environment that I didn't feel inspired and excited about. As you guys know, I talked about a lot of this on the podcast, on my Instagram, of how I left my apartment in LA. I put all my stuff into storage, and now I'm in Miami trying something new. Not to say that that's been an easy transition at all whatsoever, but I do think that there were certain things that I did in the past like month that's helped me get to this place where I can confidently say that I'm starting to feel like myself again. And it's only been like a week since that's starting to feel that way. So I'm excited to see everything that comes after just even like the first week of this transition and this new phase and this new mindset. I think that's the most important thing of it all, is like wherever you go, there you are. And I wanted to make sure that when I was making this transition and making this move, that I wasn't just gonna
end up in the same place that I was when I left LA, because you can try to run away, you can try to escape things, but at the end of the day, you still have to be with you. And if you're not working on your mindset as you're working through shifts and as you're, you know, taking the leaps of faith, or as you're traveling, or as you're doing the things that you know will be good for you, if you aren't working on the internal world and your mindset around it too, then you might not have as much success and as much luck and as much growth and this glow up that you might be wanting. So I do think that I have a strong mindset now, even though I'm in a new place, and I think that's definitely helped contribute a lot. But I think the mindset around the things that I'm thinking about now and kind of where I see myself going forward has been super exciting and super uplifting for me. So I really want to share just kind of in real time, honestly. Like, I was even thinking about, like, what should I do for this week's episode? And it just felt right to be like, what am I going through? How can I relate it to you guys? And how can I share even just like little bits of wisdom and knowledge? And this feels super relevant, because even physically, I feel in a different place. That's the craziest part of it all, is that I didn't even change anything, quote unquote, about like the foods I was eating or the physical things I was doing. But physically, I'm looking different. And I did post this on my Instagram story where I woke up bloated. I mentioned this online. I woke up bloated in LA like every single day for the past 3 or 4 months. And I just couldn't figure out why. I was going crazy. I'm like, why am I so bloated? What's going on? And I don't think it hit me until I actually came here, because then I woke up here and I'm like, whoa, I'm like not bloated at all anymore. And nothing changed. I've been eating whatever I've been wanting in Miami too. I'm eating the fries, the ice cream, whatever. And I still look good. Like, I'm like, whoa, I'm not bloated anymore. I feel good about myself. I actually feel like confident, and I feel like my body's looking differently, even though I didn't change really anything that drastic when it comes to the physical stuff. And it made me realize that these past few months has had such a big impact on my physical state, even if it was just emotional. And it is such a big reminder that our emotional state and our levels of stress can impact our physical so much more than we even realize. And I was so stressed when I was back in LA. I got in a car accident. I had to deal with the car stuff. I was going through some personal stuff. I was ending things with this guy that it wasn't working out with. I was debating or not whether to move. I was figuring out my next move. I was figuring out what I was going to do next. I had to actually move and just deal with everything that came with that. All the emotions that came with that too. Like, I was an emotional wreck. I had so many highs and lows, so many ups and downs. And I really do believe that all of that emotional distress and stress that I was putting on myself literally went into my stomach and my bloating and made things 100 times worse. And so this is just your reminder that stress and emotions and everything going on in your life, we really have to take a holistic approach when it comes to our physical health, because it is not just a 1 + 2 = 3 and that's it. We're holistic beings, especially as women. We tend to really store our emotions and we really hold on to emotions, and that can have such an impact on our physical bodies. Like, I'm not kidding you guys, when I got to Miami, I just felt like I instantly lost 5 pounds of inflammation. It was crazy. I was like, oh my gosh, I actually feel like myself again. And so it's not even about the losing the weight or not, but I just finally feel like myself. I'm getting my spark back, getting my glow back. And I feel like this has been a super long intro. So I'm going to cut it here and let's just dive deep onto the 7 tips. If you feel similarly, if you feel like you're in a funk, if you want to have a quick glow up, if you want to have a fast glow up, this is the fastest way to do it. Follow these 7 tips. And you will be getting your spark back. You will be feeling like yourself again, and you're gonna look like your most radiant, glowy, best self. Okay? Let's get into it. Number one, you have to realize that you have to let go of the things that are no longer serving you in order to make space for feeling good, for making space for the things that are actually going to serve you. Because here's the thing, you guys, if you are constantly holding on to things that are no longer serving you, that is like energetic dead weight. Think about what it looks like when you have a 15-pound weight on your shoulders. That is just going to keep dragging you down and down and down and down in the mud, and it's going to be harder for you to do anything, right? That is the same thing in our life. The more we're holding on to dead weight, I'm just going to put it like that, energetic dead weight, things that are no longer serving us, people that are no longer serving us, living situations that are no longer serving us, identities, mindsets, beliefs that are no longer serving us, you are going to continue to get dragged in the mud. You're going to continue to feel heavier, like literal energetic dead weight. And here's the thing. You always know when it's time to let something go. Deep down, you know. You probably already are thinking about something, right? As I'm talking about this, you know deep down what it is you need to let go of. It's just fear that's stopping you from actually doing it, right? You can be honest with yourself. Maybe take a minute to like meditate on it, to think about it, journal on it. But you always know when it's time to let something go, whether it's a job, a relationship, whatever the case might be. And if you continue to hold on to it longer than it's meant for you, it's going to continue to hold you back and it's going to drag you down. Think about this energetic dead weight. It's going to dull your spark. It's going to dull your glow. Really. Because I know it because I was there. I just stayed in situations for too long because it was comfortable. And I didn't realize at the time that it was actually holding me back in all areas of my life, in my work, in my creativity, in my dating life, in everything. And so if you're listening to this right now, remind yourself that it is literally energetic law that you cannot create space for new, amazing, abundant things to flow in if you are still holding on to things that are no longer serving you. And it is also energetic law that once you create space and you get rid of and you let go of the things that are no longer serving you, literally energetic law that new energy, new things has to fill that space. It has to fill that void. Even if you don't see it right away, even if it's painful, no matter what the circumstances are, you have to know that it is energetic law that new things will enter that void. Okay, got it? That's very important. Number two, this one's super important because it's a big reminder that in order to be our best selves, we need to be happy, right? So my second tip is to do the things that make you happy again, as simple as it sounds. I know for me personally, I am not my best self if I'm not happy. And I'm gonna be honest with y'all, the past few months, I found myself not taking the best care of myself. I slacked on the workouts. I even slacked on cooking at home. Like I would just eat out more than usual. I didn't go for my daily hot girl walks like I normally do. I would sometimes slack on the journaling and meditation. I was just slacking on my routine, right? And I think that was probably because I was stressed and I was going through a lot and I made excuses of like, oh, I don't have time or I don't feel like it, without me realizing that those are the times that I need it the most. And I'm not perfect, right? Even though I can share all these different things, I'm not perfect. And when I'm going through stuff, sometimes it's easy for me to slack off on these things. And what I didn't realize at the time was that that was actually limiting my happiness. As really simple as it sounds, like I said, you have to be doing the things that make you happy in order to be your best, glowiest, most radiant, most energetic spark. Really, that is what you have to be doing. And if you are not happy, people will see it on your face. People will read that energy. Versus if you are genuinely happy, that is a whole different energy that you're showing up with. You can't fake it. It's really an energetic thing of like, if you are genuinely filling up your cup and you're happy, people will feel that from you. And I think people felt that from me as well, because I wasn't showing up as my happiest, most vibrant, radiant self because I wasn't doing the things that was making me happy. And so now I'm making it number one priority to do the things that make me happy, such as going on daily walks. It's a must. Every morning I put on my gym shoes, I put on a workout set, and I'm just going outside. Even if it's for just 10, 15 minutes, getting the sunlight on my face and my skin, looking at something that's not a screen is so important for me. I already know that that sets my happiness levels up way higher the rest of the day. Working out also increases my happiness. Endorphins, let's go, baby. Journaling, meditation, the things that just make me feel good and grounded, that's important. Calling my friends, calling my family, being social, meeting new people, We're social beings. That's just as important. Our social health is just as important as all areas of our health. So whatever that looks like for you, you have to make sure you're doing the things that make you happy. If that's taking time to be creative, doing some arts and crafts, whatever that case might be, do it. If it's to play games, play games. If it's spending more time in nature, if it's, you know, checking on your friends and family, I don't know what it looks like for you, reading. The list could go on and on and on. Do the things that make you happy, even if you don't feel like doing it, right? It's not like I wake up and I always feel like working out and going for a walk and doing my journaling, but I know that it makes me happier and it increases my overall happiness levels because it's increasing my real dopamine levels. It's increasing my endorphins. It's increasing just my positivity and my outlook on the world. And so I will say this until the cows come home. If you want to be your most radiant, happiest self, gain your spark back and get out of a funk, start doing the things that make you happy. As small or as big, doesn't matter. Do the things that make you happy because you can't be your best self if you are not happy. Which also, by the way, that goes into number one, because if you're staying stuck in a relationship, in a situationship, in a job, in a thing that's genuinely not making you happy anymore and you know it, start taking small action steps to getting out of those situations so that you can create room for situations that will make you happy, right? Relationships that will make you happy, people, jobs, whatever the case might be. Start making those small action steps. I'm not saying go and quit your job tomorrow. I'm saying start taking the small action steps that will set your future self up for success, for more happiness, so you can open up that window of abundance and happiness and joy. Got it? Get it? Okay, good. Number three, this one also goes into number two, movement, movement, movement. If you are in a funk, if you are feeling stagnant, if you are not feeling like yourself, it is time to move that stale ass, stagnant energy out of the body. Movement is so much more important than we realize because it's not just for our physical health. Movement's also an energetic thing. It's an energetic health and of mental health thing as well. And of course we know that exercise is good for our mental health, but I don't think people realize how important movement is for our energetic health. Energy flows throughout the body, right? Energy and emotions flow throughout the body. And the less that you move, the more you're holding on to stale energy and stale emotions that might just need movement to literally move it throughout the body. Because here's another thing, our breath is what moves stale energy and energy throughout the body. So that's why breath work, if you are doing an intense breath work session, you can get emotional. I've gotten emotional during breath work sessions, like without even consciously realizing it, like you start crying because breath is what moves energy through the body. So if you've done breath work, you know this feeling. It's like a crazy feeling. And that's the same thing when you're really working out heavily, when you're breathing a lot, you know, doing yoga, you're going for a run, you're lifting weights, whatever kind of exercise you like, that breath, that movement is physically and with your breath moving stale energy and emotions throughout the body. So my number one piece of advice, and this is why I'm making this number one priority for myself right now, is movement, 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 exercise, go for walks, do some yoga, do some stretching, do some breathing, do some deep breathing. Even if you don't really want to move, just do some breath. Like I said, the breath will move that energy throughout the body. And so you almost kind of have to like let go of that stale energy and emotions that you've been holding on to the past few months or however long you've been in a funk to then make space for this new energy and new positivity to flow in. So movement is so important. Number four. This one's also really important. It's time to do the things that you said you were going to do. It is so incredibly important, you guys, to keep the promises that you make with yourself in order to have a better relationship with yourself, in order to have confidence, in order to feel good about yourself. I started getting in such a deep funk because I wasn't doing the things I said I was going to do. I said I was gonna move out and I was gonna do all these things for so long, and because I stayed stuck and comfortable and I didn't do it, it was like each day that passed, it just got tougher and tougher and tougher, and the more I fell into this funk. And I think a lot of us do this even unconsciously, right? We say, oh, we're going to go to the gym every day this week. Oh, we're going to do this thing. Oh, we're going to do that thing. And we make these promises to ourselves and we don't realize how much of a negative impact it can have on our self-esteem if we don't complete them. Because the way our brain sees it is that if we say we're going to do something and we don't do it, that's like a point against us, because then our brain sees ourselves as untrustworthy, just like a friend would see us. If we say we're going to do something, we don't do it, then it's like, oh, she's not trustworthy. That must mean she actually can't do the things that, you know, she says she's going to do. And then over time, it compounds. It's like a compounding effect. So then if you don't do one thing that you said you're going to do, and then you don't do the next thing, and then you don't do the next thing, and then you do the next thing, you have no trust with yourself, which therefore drastically decreases your self-esteem and your self-confidence, which then will lead you more into a funk. So the way out of this vicious cycle is to start creating promises to yourself that are attainable, that are small. You have to start by actually completing one promise to yourself, and then you can work your way up further and further and further and further and further. But you can't make these grandiose statements and then not complete them, because over time, it's just going to continue to lower your self-esteem. And I definitely found myself in that place where I was like, why am I still stuck? Why am I doing this, not doing this thing? I know I need to be doing this, but I'm not doing it. And when you're not doing the things that you like know you should be doing or that you need to be doing, that will create such friction within the self. Whether you realize it or not, 100% it does. And so I would even take some time to maybe journal on this, of like, what promises am I making to myself that I'm not delivering on, and how can I start to actually take action on the things I said I'm going to do in a small, sustainable way that allows me to take small baby steps, small action steps. And so obviously you can start small, which is what I recommend, but you can also take big action steps, right? Like even me moving and just finally doing this has already created and shifted such a new window of confidence within myself, because I'm like, damn, if I can do this, if I can dive right head first into this scary, fearful thing, then that means I can do other things that I'm scared of or that I'm unsure of or have uncertainty around, right? It's like, I remember, I don't know if you guys know this, but I do have pretty bad flight anxiety. And this summer I took a long international flight by myself, which I was really scared of doing, because my flight anxiety only really comes up when I fly alone. When I fly with friends or family, I don't really feel it. And so I had to take a flight completely by myself this summer, a long international flight, and I was so freaking out. I was so scared. But after doing it, and I did it, and I was fine, I was like, oh my gosh, I can do this. I can do anything. You like start to have this whole new sense of confidence. It's kind of even hard to describe, but if you've done something like this, then you know how I'm feeling. But you just feel like unstoppable. Like you feel like you can do anything once you get over a fear, or once you do something that you just have been saying you're gonna do and you finally do it, you feel a new wave of confidence within yourself that is truly magical. And I want every single one of you to like feel what that feels like, because it is amazing. So like I said, I would challenge you to meditate, journal on it. Like, what is that? What have I been saying I was going to do? What do I know I need to do and I'm not doing it? And how can I start taking small action steps to do so? Because I guarantee you, you will feel more confident after just doing the damn thing. Okay, number five. I think this is number five. Do something new, okay? And what do I mean by doing something new is that you don't have to make crazy changes like I am right now, but doing new things creates new neural pathways in the brain. So anything new and unfamiliar to the brain will get it out of its normal thought patterns and processes that are keeping you stuck and stagnant and like in this funk. So it could be as simple as like taking a different route on your way to work in the morning, or brushing your teeth with the opposite hand, with like your left hand if you're a righty. It could be reading a new book. It could be, you know, trying something new at your work or in your classes, or trying something new to eat at a restaurant, or doing a different type of workout, trying a completely new workout class. Like anything that is new that you've never done before will stimulate the brain in a way that you might not even be consciously aware of, but it is very powerful. That's why I love traveling so much, because travel is like the ultimate new neural pathway for the brain situation. Obviously, if it's somewhere you've never been before, it's like on steroids, like stimulus around new things, and your brain will just have different thoughts and different ideas, and it'll stimulate your brain in a different way than you're normally used to. And I think a lot of us stay really stuck and we stay in this funk is because we are doing the same thing. We're thinking the same thoughts. We're doing the exact same thing every single day. And that will limit us to continuing to feel and have the same thoughts that we have every single day. So huge, huge tip is just to do something new or unfamiliar to the brain that will get it out of its normal thought process and normal thinking patterns so that you can ultimately get to your best glow up, your best spark, your best feeling. That is so huge. Tip number 6, start to increase the optimism and positivity in your mindset. Going off of number 4 with the brain, you have to train the way that your brain sees things and sees the good in things, okay? And what I mean by this is that if you're in a funk right now, it's really easy to get caught in a negative thought process, in a negative spiral of like, oh, my life sucks. It's easy to be in victim mindset, right? This sucks. I can't believe this happened. Da da da. Why me? Poor me. I'll never have the things that I want. It's really, really easy to get caught up in that, okay? I'll give you an example. Last month, January, or 2 months ago, I got into a car accident and I was like distraught over it. I'm not even gonna lie. I got rear-ended. I was stopped at a red light and it felt like it just came completely out of nowhere. It was so out of my control. And I think it just triggered something inside of me because the emotional reaction I had to it was pretty intense. And I let it kind of consume me for like a week or two. I let it consume me. My body was in pain. Emotionally, I was not okay. And I caught myself being in victim mindset. And when I was in that victim mindset about it, like, why did this happen? I can't believe it. Da, 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 da. Nothing good was coming my way, right? It was like one thing after another was happening when my consciousness and my mindset was, this is the worst thing ever. But the second I switched my mindset around it, probably was like 2 weeks after it happened, and I had this epiphany where I go, wait, I've been stressing about where I was gonna put my car for the longest time while I'm traveling because I was leaving LA. I was like, maybe this is the blessing in disguise I needed to happen. Maybe this is coming from the universe to actually create the freedom and open up the doors of true freedom for me so that I don't have to worry about my car. Maybe this was a blessing for it to be a total loss, for the car to get totaled. And I switched my mindset around after 2 weeks it happened, and all of a sudden it was like things just started falling into place. I started training my brain to see this is a good thing, and I started training my brain to see that everything was falling into place as it should be, even if I can't see it at this present moment, it's all working out for me. And boom, before I knew it, things just started falling into place. It's such a testament to show, which by the way, the car did end up getting totaled and it was actually a huge blessing in disguise because now I don't have to worry about where I'm putting my car and I can really be free and move if I would like to fully move. And it just goes to show that the more that you train your brain to have a positive outlook and optimistic view on things, even if you can't see the good in the moment, you can still know and have a deeper knowing that there will be good at some point. Even if it's not good now, there will be good. The sooner you will get out of this funk, the sooner you will get your glow back, the sooner you will get your spark back. You will start feeling like your most radiant self as soon as you start programming your brain to have a more positive and optimistic outlook. And this goes with all the tips and points that I said, because once you start having a more positive and optimistic outlook, you will start to become happier. You will start to do more things that are good for you. You'll start to do the things that you said you were going to do. You're going to let go of things that are no longer serving you. Like, it all plays into each other, but you have to start somewhere. So I challenge you, how can you start to become a just 1% more positive about what's happening in your life cut out the victim mindset and start to view things as everything's happening for your greatest good, and everything will be working out better than you could have ever even imagined, even if you can't see it at this present moment. Tip number 7. This is my last tip. This one's a little bit more random, but I thought of it and I thought that you might enjoy it as well. It reminded me of this one quote, okay? This quote goes like this. When you can't take it anymore, stop taking and start giving. Oof, I love this quote. And it goes into my tip, because if you are really feeling down in the dumps and you're in a funk and you're not feeling good, start giving. Start being of service to others. Start helping others. Do something for your community. Help a friend, a family member. Give something that's bigger than you. Get out of your own, you know, stories and head and BS that you're dealing with, and remind yourself that there's bigger things going on in the world and there's other people who are struggling too, and start to give more. Because I swear, whenever I'm really caught up with my own stuff, I need sometimes just need to take a step back and I need to say, okay, how can I be of service to others and how can I help others to do something greater than just myself and worry about my problems and my issues? Because giving is the ultimate way to getting. It's the ultimate way to feeling better, honestly. Like, I remember in January, I was really going through a tough time and I posted on my story and I was like, hey, I've been really not feeling well. I'm like anxious, like I'm just going through a lot right now, but I know a lot of us are going through it too. Please message me what you're going through and I'm here to help you. I'm here to give advice. And I got so many nice messages and people who were like, thank you so much. This is so sweet of you to do while you're not even feeling well and you're going through a tough time. And at the end of the day, by me giving advice and helping others, it was helping me. Even though I love doing it, don't get me wrong, I love helping others, but people don't realize that the more you help and the more you give just to give, the more you get. And you're not giving to get something in return, but it's just a natural byproduct that helps, that comes after giving. So if you're really feeling down in the dumps right now and you want to just get your spark back and feel better, find a way to give, volunteer, give advice to someone, just smile at somebody, honestly, just brighten someone's day. Do anything that you can do to help others. Call a friend you haven't talked to in a while and just check in on them. How are they doing? How are you doing today? Like, tell me actually what's going on in your life. How can I help? Like, anything that you can do to just give a little bit more to another human being will ultimately help you gain your spark back, your glow back, and you will just feel so much better. So that is all I have for you for today's episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to take a screenshot, share it on your story, and let me know you listened. I am so excited about what's to come for the podcast and for just the socials and my work and creativity in general. So stay tuned for everything that's coming. I am so grateful that you tuned in for today's Pod Wednesday, and I will catch you in the next one. Sending love.